Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Psy Effect Radio Show Artists of the Week. I am Psy, your host, and today's special guest I have with me is Winston Warrior. Now, I fell in love with Winston Music via Instagram. That's where I discovered him, and I couldn't wait to share him with you guys. And his music reminded me of back in the day when you really like someone and you're recording them and you call them and you got their answering machine. Yes, you know, back in the day it was answering machine, guys. It wasn't no voicemail. It was called answering machine. And when you left a message on their answering machine, you had this soft, sexy music playing in the background. You know, you hear my music in the background. You know, you would cue it up. And you would play it right before the beep and you would leave your message. Don't front. Don't act like I'm the only one that did it. Okay, you guys, acting brand new right now. I know you are. But today, that's what I'm going to bring you. Lyrics with meaning. Remember when we had lyrics? You know they were talking about knocking the boots, but they didn't say it. They talked around it. And some of us slow people had to figure out what the heck they were talking about. Yeah, I admit, I rode this short bus. I'm not going for it. I had my helmet and everything. It was red, for real. And that's what drew me to Winston's music. It took me back in the day when music was pure and honest and sexy. I am speaking of Atlanta's own Winston Warrior. Winston is studious enough to admit when he needs lesson reinforcement, and for his sequel album, Lifeology 101, Back to School, he created a punchy collection of flashcards with new and refreshed songs from the previous project. On the title, Warren says, Lifeology 101 Back to School is personal. He says he felt like he had learned a lot from the first album, but just like regular students, there were some lessons he didn't master. He had to go back to school to learn more about life, love, and the industry. I'll be right back with Winston Warrior right after this. Do you have what it takes to be a guest on the Psy Effect Radio Show? Email thepsyeffect@gmail.com for consideration. It's your girl, Psy. Tune in to the Psy Effect Radio Show 4 days a week. That's right, I said it, 4 days a week. You can catch me here on www.blogtalkradio.com/The Psy Effect Radio Show 4 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss it.
Welcome to the Psy Effect Radio Show, Winston. Thank you for joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, I got wind of your music, I think it was on Instagram. I kept seeing your pictures on Instagram, and I said, wow, that's a nice picture. I think you had the schoolboy glasses on, and it looks like a 90s setting.
Yeah, like I was in the classroom.
Yeah, that was so dope. That was dope.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. And I click on the link, and I start to listen to the music, and then I start looking at the videos, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan.
Oh, man, thank you. I appreciate it.
Tell us about Lifeology 101.
Well, Lifeology 101 is a concept that I came up with when I was thinking about what to, you know, how to describe my music and how to name the albums. And so it's almost like a series. So the first series, well, the first iteration of the series was Lifeology 101, and the second is Lifeology 101 Back to School. And basically it's just trying to say that my music is about life, and it's about the lessons we learn in life and how we continuously, you know, go back to school and develop and evolve. And so that's where I came up with it.
Why was it important to you to create a concept album such as Lifeology 101?
Well, I just feel like the way things used to be was really good. You know, the way albums were made and how they were developed, and there was a theme around the whole album, and there was a story behind the album and the songs versus just random stuff being thrown together and maybe one hit and the rest of it's kind of garbage. So I said, you know, I wanted to go back to that. And so that's kind of why I came up with the whole thing. And I wanted something that was going to encapsulate my journey back to music. So I came up with Lifeology 101. It seems to be kind of cool, and people seem to identify with it.
Definitely. Who was a part of the production for the record?
Wow, let's see. On this album, I had one of the producers from the first album. His name is Lenny Hamilton Jr., and he's a artist and producer in his own right, so we collaborated on this album as well. And then I had a guy out of Miami who did a lot of the tracks for the album. And then I worked with a guy in L.A. Who does some production on Sunday's Best and the New Apollo. He's like, you know, a dope producer, and so I grabbed him. Yeah, so, you know, I was able to get some people who kind of knew what they were doing, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're able to bring some freshness to it, you know.
Okay. Now, who are your musical influence? I hear so many people, different people, like back in the early 80s, 70s, when I hear your music. Who do you compare yourself to, or do you not compare yourself to anyone?
You know, my, like you said, I think my actual voice can sound like different people depending on the song and how I interpret it, but the way I write is how I really have patterned myself, and I would say, I call them the one-name wonders, and so it would be like Donnie and Stevie and Luther and Freddie and Teddy and Barry. So when you hear those one names, you go, okay, I know exactly who that is. I remember what I was doing when I heard one day song. And they told a story. I mean, it was very simple lyrics, but they were designed to create the images in your head versus putting it all out there so blatantly. You know what I mean? So that's where I patterned my writing after. So I wanted to make sure that I'm telling a story for people to put themselves in the song versus everybody say, Winston, say my name while I'm knocking your head out. You know what I'm saying? That kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you just,
I thank you for not putting that into the song. Thank you very much for making us be creative thinkers and visualizers and, you know, create a concept in our head on how the song goes. That's why I fell in love with your music, because it took me on a visual roller coaster. You know, it reminded me of, like, back in the days when you can, like, if you're going to bed and, you know, the slow jams, the radio is on, and you're closing your eyes, you're relaxing, and the music is playing, and you can kind of picture how the video would go if there wasn't a video out. That's how I am when I listen to your song.
Oh, wow, I'm honored. Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what I wanted to evoke. I mean, that's dope. Thank you. Yeah.
Now, who are you listening to when you're riding around in the city of ATL?
In the A, Shouty. Okay, let me see.
Yeah. Shouty.
Shouty. I'm listening to. I have the new Usher record and the Changer. I have the new Brandy joining the Changer. Believe it or not, I have the new Rihanna in the Changer, you know, have her. And then I have the Miss Education, Lauryn Hill. Got to have that. She's a constant. Yeah, she's a constant. I have the first Tweet album, she's a constant. Who else? Let me see. It's one other. Oh, of course, this is a selfless plug, but I have myself in there, of course, you know.
Yeah, you
I don't get tired of listening to myself.
It.
You know, but I don't get tired of it. You know how some people say, I get tired of it. Well, I haven't gotten that big yet. I'm not tired of it. I like to listen.
There you go. I can't understand how you can get tired of good music. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you
if
know,
it's
I guess
good
if
music,
you, I guess if you are, you know, number one in the country, you play it every time you turn on the radio, I guess you get tired of hearing it, but I haven't got there yet, so.
When you get there, you got to let me know how that feels.
Okay, that's a bet. If I ever get there, I will. But, yeah, so that's what I'm listening to now. You know, I just like to, and then, believe it or not, I'm really getting into this turning on jazz music sometimes when I'm stuck in the traffic. Let me see, okay, I just turn it on and just, you know, listen to the smooth sounds of jazz, you know, just soothing my spirit while we fight this traffic in Atlanta.
Oh, yes. I'm telling you, I tell people that jazz music has saved a lot of people's lives from me whooping their behinds when, you know, I have road rage. I listen to jazz when I'm on the road. That's the only thing, jazz and classical music, only two things that will calm my nerves down when in the Atlanta and Miami traffic.
Exactly. I mean, it's weird that you say that, because I was actually driving somewhere to a show, and I had some classical music on, and I promise you I listened to the whole opera by the time I got there. And I was in such a good mood. I was like, you know, this is all right. I need to do more of that. So.
See, you know, you can't listen to hip hop. If I listen to hip hop, I'll probably be in jail. We'll be talking via phone from the prison.
We'll put the pause on somebody.
Exactly. I can't listen to no little crappy. No Ludacris. I can't do it. No little John. Not while I'm behind the wheel. I turn into another person.
Exactly.
Introduce one of my favorite songs on the album, Elevator.
Okay, all right. Well, this is the lead single from the album Lifeology 101 Back to School. It's Elevator. It's going up and it's going down. Y'all know what happens. And it's Winston Warrior right here, Side Effect.
First, I'm going to call you up. Then, I'm going to call you over. Ain't nobody here but us. Girl, you're right here where I want you. Turn the lights down.
Taking a little hiatus from the show so I can promote the album, because being on the radio every day, Monday through Friday, is
it's no joke,
you know.
No, I mean, it's not.
Hats off to all the presenters around the world and the DJs around the world who are doing radio shows, because this is hard work. You got to prep.
I have a newfound respect.
Yes, I have a newfound respect for everybody that does it. But yeah, I mean, it was interesting. I was a guest. And then they were like, do you want to be kind of like a celebrity co-host? I'm like, cool. And then they were like, hey, why don't you just do the show? Because you seem to have this thing down pat. So I do that
on
my spare time.
You definitely have the voice for radio, that's for sure.
Oh, thank you.
And ladies, he's easy on the eyes, too. You know, a lot of, some radio hosts just need to stay behind the mic. I'm just saying. But you look good behind the mic and in front of the camera. Okay, brother?
Oh, thank you.
go ahead and introduce another one of my favorite songs. You know, I was jamming to this yesterday. It wasn't raining then, but it's raining now. Introduce Sex in the Rain.
Yeah, Sex in the Rain is like we were talking about when it first came on the air. I mean, when you're in a rainy, when it's a rainy day and you're with that special someone, you know, Sex in the Rain is all right. It's a sexy day. So that's what this is, Sex in the Rain, Winter Warrior.
But I can't get you out of my mind. Maybe if you try to switch it up tonight, I'm gonna know you're alone for the ride. Gonna show you faith, play a game or two. But in a few, I'm just gonna do what I came to do. Put it down on ya.
I'ma put it down on ya. I'ma put it down on ya.
Tour for this album. I'm hoping to, you know, put another one out, you know, next year, of course. And I have a new video that's going to come, hopefully, knock on wood. I'm going to release a video for Sex in the Rain. So, yeah, that's going to be sexy. You know, I'm trying to debate, though, between Sex in the Rain and Still in Love with You. I keep getting different, you know, people's point of views of which one should come next. I guess it depends on when I release it because I don't know. But anyway, so a new video to go with the video that's out there now for Elevator. And, you know, hopefully just continue to promote this record. You know, I'm getting a lot of good feedback, and hopefully I can just keep putting it out there.
It was hard to pick and choose songs off your album because when you like everything, you know, I'm going to sit up here and play the whole daggone album.
Well, see, that's my goal. I'm like, I want to make sure I put an album out there. You know, you can play from beginning to end, not like, okay, it's one song and that's it, you know?
I love that. I miss those days. I'm actually tired of skipping over tracks. Okay, this hot. Okay, no, this not. Okay, this hot. Oh, God. Skip. Okay, they got three songs on here that's hot. You know what I'm saying? That's getting played out and old. I want to thank you for bringing that back. Real music, concept album with meaning that'll take your mind on a trip. And also, you know, another thing that I love about your music is it's relatable. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
it's real.
That was what we were talking about, their life lessons. I just, when I put my pen to the paper, I'm like, okay, what are people going through? Like, what did I go through, and what can people relate to? And like we talked about before, they can put themselves in the music versus, you know, this grandiose, aspirational stuff about, you know, flying Learjets and all that stuff. I mean, who does that? I mean, you know, the top 1%. I mean, who really flies Learjets? I mean, we just trying to get on, you know, get upgraded from coach to first class.
Thank
I mean, that's
you.
What I'm trying to do. You know what I mean? Can
exactly.
I make the flight? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Can I get to security? You know what I mean? Like, it's just real, real stuff.
Oh,
I mean,
God.
You know. That's what I'm trying to write about, so I'm glad that you were able to pick up on that. That's love right there. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Are there any, you've been doing music for a while now. How long have you been doing music?
Well, collectively, I'm going to say it's been probably like 15 years, but I took a break from when I was in the group and it failed and all that stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
So since I come back to music, it's been since about, I would say, maybe 5 years. So I've been doing it now since I've been back.
And what would you say a life lesson that you've learned while pursuing your dream, your passion?
Pursuing your goals is never easy,
mm-hmm.
but it's rewarding once you reach it. And I think a lot of people give up on what their dreams are and what their passions are is because it becomes difficult and the road becomes rough. And they say, you know, if I get this, I'm turning back. But, you know, if you want something, you're going to have to work hard for it. But once you get it, the victory is sweet. So,
amen.
I've learned that.
How can we connect with Mr. Winston Warrior in cyberspace?
Well, you know, I've made it real easy. I took that MBA and that executive marketing knowledge and put it to use. So Winston Warrior, you can find me anywhere. So Facebook, Winston Warrior, Twitter, Winston Warrior,
mm-hmm.
Instagram, Winston Warrior. My website is WinstonWarrior.com. If you ever go to iTunes or Amazon or Best Buy, just type in Winston Warrior to pull up my music. So I made it, and also YouTube, Winston Warrior. So I've just made it real easy for people to find me.
Thank you, Winston, for coming on the SciFX Show. Much respect to you and your music. Thank you again for giving us good music that will be a classic one day. And you are always welcome back on the SciFX, okay?
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you to all your listeners, too. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to the SciFX Radio Show Artist of the Week. That was Winston Warrior. You can go again to www.winstonwarrior.com to check out all of Winston's music, videos, and more. Don't forget to follow the SciFX Radio Show on Twitter, I am Sci, Instagram, I am Sci. The SciFX Radio Show is also on Facebook, so join the fan page, www.facebook.com/ The Sci Effect. You can tune in 4 days a week at 7 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/The Sci Effect Radio Show. Until next time. Mm-hmm.